So, well, good morning, everyone. This is the first shiur I'm giving not as an avel, not as a mourner, after a year of avelus. I want to dedicate this shiur to my father's memory, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan, zichrono levracha. And be'ezrat Hashem, we should continue to learn Torah. And God willing, I'll be zocha to continue his legacy of learning Torah in many places, but hopefully also around this table. And therefore, I changed my seat, because during the year of avelus, you have to change your seat. That's why I sat over there. So today I'm sitting back over here. Now why not over there? Because Dr. Daniel sat there, and it's a little hard for me to sit in Dr. Daniel's chair.
I thought the sun was in your eyes.
It wasn't my eyes all year, but thank you for listening and being sensitive now. You're helping a great deal, Bruce. This is nice. Okay, gentlemen, as you know, this particular shiur is my murmurings after a year of being in shul. I've been in shul my whole life, but because of the year of Avelus, you're in shul to the end, you pick up things. And here is the following issue. The issue is as follows. I have seen this in a few places, and it's interesting you see it, and you know, it's nice, or to be more precise, it goes by, but this one's a good one. I was in a shul, and the chazan gets to Kedusha, and everyone starts saying the Kaddish, I think it was, and the chazan just says, Vekara zel zev elmar. And then everyone says, Kadosh, 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 and the chazan says, Lumatam, Baruch Yameiru. And a gentleman, in the middle of Kiddusha, no more, no less, when you were a kid, they taught you, you can't do two things. You can't look at the coin when he duchens, because you'll be blind, and you can't move or talk during Kiddusha. But this guy apparently missed the second class, so he comes out and says, what are you doing? You have to say the Kiddusha. And the guy looks at him, and he's in the middle of his davening, very nice, doesn't say a word, and indeed, by the end of davening, everyone thought the guy who screamed is a nut, and the chazan's probably right. But it was interesting to me, because I'm looking at this particular give, not take, just give, and I'm saying to myself, it's interesting, when people lose their temper in shul, they're losing their temper because they have a temper problem, or they're losing their temper because they looked at the halacha, they're convinced it's correct, and they're letting out steam that people don't know. I think it was the first option. But assuming it was the second option, let's begin and say, you're a chazan, you get the Kedusha. Do you bowl alone? Namely, you say the Kedusha after the congregation, alone, out loud, and everyone should hear it. Or do you say it with them? This is a very important question. Because when it comes to lechadodi, to piyut, do what you want. When it comes to the Chomah Minim Apiyut, do what you want. When it comes to Kedusha, this is the real McCoy. This is part and parcel of a Chazarat HaShatz. What are you supposed to do? So let's see. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Ein HaTzibur Im Shliach Tzibur Nakdishcha, Ela Shotkim U'Mechavnim Lema Shishliach Tzibur Omer Ad Shemegia LeKedusha Va'az Onim HaTzibur Kadosh. So Rav Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch says that when you get to Nekadesh or Nakdishcha, keep your mouth shut. When is the congregation supposed to chime in? Vekara, zel zeh, and they said to him, in this case it's the Malachim saying to each other, Ve'amar, and you say, and the congregation's supposed to chime in and say, Kadosh, 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 okay? So, the first part is interesting. We're not going to deal with that today. That's not necessarily what we do in our shuls today. But the second part isn't interesting. He says, Ve'az ha'tzibur omer kadosh. So the congregation chimes in by kadosh. Well, what does the chazan do? Does the chazan chime in with them? Does he say it after them? Does he not say it at all? What is he supposed to do? So indeed, the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, who as you know, wrote a perush on himself. It's like Bill Cosby used to say, unfortunately Bill Cosby did what he did, he's in jail. But when he was still famous, he used to say, I was learning for a biology test, and I started to test myself on what I didn't know, because I knew what I knew. So the Chafetz Chaim wrote a perush on himself and says, well, I wrote this perush on the Shulchan Aruch, and now I'm writing the perush on the perush. So, guess what? What didn't the Shulchan Aruch deal with? He told you when the congregation chimes in. What didn't he tell you? Take a look. There's two people in shul, two camps. Congregation, chazan. Here, the Shulchan Aruch says, Va'az onim atzibur kadosh. Who is he not dealing with? He dealt with the congregation. What about the Shliach Tzibur? What about the Chazan? What is he supposed to do? So says the Bir Halacha, U'mistapkin on the Inyan Chas, I have a suffix. And here I'd like to present three points of view. Theoretically, without looking at the source sheets, what's going to be the two options here?
Join with the crowd.
Join with the crowd.
Or
say it after them. Correct?
Yeah.
Why not say it before them? Well?
Sounds like you're responding to them.
All right. So let's see. First option is say it with them. Now, the Rambam, going back in time, has his Mishneh Torah, but he also, at the end of Hilchos Tefillah V'Nisiat Kapayim, the laws of davening and duchening, at the end, he has his Siddur. The Nusach HaTfilah, according to the Rambam. You'll see changes there from what we do today in Ashkenazic shul, even in Sephardic shuls. But this is what he says. Be'eit sheshliach tzibur omer bebracha zo vekara ze el ze, kol ha'amonim kadosh kadosh kadosh. So, when you get to shul, the Rambam had a beginner service. He told you what to do. When you hear the words ve'amar, what are you supposed to say? Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Very good. U'keshehu omer yedei David Mashiach tzidkecha, kol ha'amorim yimloch. Anyone want to complete that? Yimloch Hashem la'olam. Elokayich tzion ledo vado halleluka. Very beautiful. And indeed, this is what you're supposed to do. And the Rambam adds, at the end, v'chol elu hadvarim sh'onim hatzibur, and all these things that the congregation say, hu kore imahen. Translate. He reads
with them,
namely, together. And don't, because you're the chazan with that parodic voice, say it louder. Say it with them. Everyone says it together. I'm just thinking when I read this, you know, it's so beautiful. Everyone turns to each other and they all say in unison. So why should the chazan not be in unison with everyone? It's beautiful. Everyone's equal. That's what the Rambam says. Says the Bir Halacha in his Safik. Hu mechuyav gam ken lomar kadosh baruch b'shavei matzibur ve'ech yomar achakach shelo ba'asara. So comes the Bir Halacha and explains this particular point of view. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but this point of view that you say it together. Let me ask you a question. Can I right now say, with Shem Hashem, kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakot melocho la'aretz kvado? Right now, as we're learning.
In terms of learning?
Oh, maybe during learning it's okay. Yeah. Well, quite frankly, during learning it might be fine. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu.
Yeah.
Now, Bruce, can I say it in the middle of my davening if I'm not davening in a minyan? Anyone want to answer? What's the matter? You never looked at the English over there? When davening in a minyan, you say kedusha. What, when you're not davening in a minyan, you're davening alone? In an airport, mincha, you say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. You say kedusha? Of course not. You say kaddish? Of course not. So says the Bir Halacha, wait a minute, Arthur, how can the chazan say it after everyone? There's not 10 people with him. Now Arthur's going to say, of course there's 10 people. There's 10 people where in the room? Well, that's very nice, but they're doing one thing. They're quiet. And you're doing another thing. You're saying it. No good. As the Bir Halacha says, Ech yomar achakach shelo ba'asara. You need 10 people to say it with you. So you're number 10, you need 9 people with you. Thus you say it together with the chazan. Reason? Because he needs a minyan as much as you do. Rav Sternbuch, who still lives in Har Nof, he should have a good and wonderful life, wrote a responsum called Tshuvot Vehanhagot, bottom of page 1 on the right side. V'chein b'sefer bituv Yerushalayim. I don't know this sefer, but I knew the gentleman he's quoting. Mevi shahagaon ha'aderet. Now the Aderet, his name wasn't Aderet when he was a boy and his mother says to clean their room. She didn't say, Aderet, clean your room. You notice it's Rashi Tevot, it's an abbreviation. Anyone want to know his name? No? Rabbi Te'omim. Rabbi Te'omim was the father-in-law of Rav Kook. Rabbi Te'omim came to Israel to be the assistant rabbi to the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Rav Shmuel Salant, because Rav Shmuel Salant was getting on in years and they figured, let's get an assistant rabbi in. In the minute he goes in the way of all earth, the Aderet will become the chief rabbi. Well, we all know who shall live and who shall die is not in our hands. So this is what happened. The Aderet died before Rav Shmuel Salant. And he's buried, I believe on his matzeva it says, Nitmanali Yot Rabashi Yerushalayim. He was nominated to be the rabbi of Yerushalayim, albeit never made it. So don't play around with life and death. With that commercial break, to Aderet, big Talmud Chacham, to become the rabbi of Yerushalayim, father-in-law of the Rav Kook, says, Nahag la'asir ashliach tzibur lomar kedusha gufa im tzibur. Indeed, he said in his minyan, make sure that you say it with the congregation. So indeed, this chazan, at that minyan I was at, did the right thing. We have a Rambam, the Bir Halacha in one way of his thinking, and the Aderet quoted by Rav Sternbuch. Okay? And finally, he quotes a book called Emek Bracha that quotes our Rambam. And I quote, Tzarich Lomar Kadoshim Atzibur Davka. Option number one, say it with the congregation. What's option number two?
Say it without the congregation.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Sevier is correct. He's listening. Dr. Sevier says, said it after the congregation. Everyone says it, you repeat it. Right? Just like Vayavor Hashem al panav Vayikra, right? Excuse me. The Chazan says V'sham Ne'emar, or Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Everyone says Vayikra Hashem al-Vayavor Hashem al-Panav Vayikra. He repeats it, and then everyone says Hashem Hashem. That's the other option. But there's two different reasons given in Halacha. So if you would have asked me at 2 o'clock at night, what are the two options? Bruce said correctly, either say it with the congregation or after them. However, when you actually learn the sources, you find out that maybe your thinking is not necessarily the halachic thinking. So the result is the same. Namely, these two points of view on the left side of the page say it after the congregation, albeit for two different reasons. One is a tangent kind of a reason, and the other is actually very unprincipled. Let's start with the tangent reason. Says the Shulchan Aruch in a different siman, Kuf Dalet Seif Zayin. Eino posek lo lekadish velo lekdusha ela yishtok v'yichaven lema shomer shliach tzibur v'yehe ke'one. Anyone want to know and guess what that's talking about? Who cannot answer Kaddish and Kedusha? He's in the shul, but he can't answer. He can't say a word. Who?
A minor. Woman.
A minor can definitely say it. A woman for sure.
Slave,
sure. You're in the middle of Shemon Esrei. So you davened this morning. You're by Shema Koleinu. The Chazan's already saying Chazaret Hashatz. So you're moving along there, and you get to Hamachzir Shchinato Letzion, and then the whole congregation starts saying Nekadesh or Nakdishcha. What do you do?
I think people join in, or
you know, just stop. I think you stop.
Yeah, you stop.
You don't move, or you don't respond.
So there's like, three points of view. The one that's paskin lahalacha is yishtok, the yechaven, l'masha omer shliach tzibur. A person should be quiet and listen to what the shliach tzibur says for kedusha. Kedusha's over. He continues. Right. That's what's done. The yehek keone. It's like he's saying it, albeit he's not saying it. Meaning he's listening, shomea ke'oneh, when you listen, it's like you're saying it, albeit he's not making that interruption, that invalidating interruption, because he's just listening. Now look at the Shulchan Aruch. Who's he listening to?
Well, either the congregation or the chazan.
A congregation or the chazan. Which one? Look at the source sheet. Yishtok v'yichavein lima shomer shliach tzibur. Oh, so the Bir Halacha says, second point of view, Kivanda Shliach Tzibur Omed Lo Tzir Rabim Yedei Chova Chashuv Ketzibur. Because the Shliach Tzibur has a job, one of his jobs is he's like the Tzibur for the guy who can't talk. Zot Omeret. Da'alo Kedusha Etzriucha Chazal V'kol Echad Me'ashomim Lomar Be'atzmo Kadoshu Varuch. Ve'efshar, Kivanda Omed B'tfila Kaimalan B'siman Kav Daret Tziv Zayin D'yishtok V'yichavein למשהו בשליח ציבור כדי לצאת בזה, חשוב כעומד להוציא רבים ידי חובה ויכול לומר אפילו אחר כך. Comes along the Bir Halacha and says, part of the job of the shliach tzibur is he should know Hebrew, he should be a good chazan, everything we spoke about throughout the year, and he has to say Kedusha out loud for who? Not for himself.
People are not saying.
For the people that are still in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Now I'm going to add to it. The original takana of Chazaret Hashatz, to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, or the Tshah Esrei. Gentlemen, who is it for? What is this, the good fellows? Well, there's a guy named Johnny two times because he says everything twice?
For people who couldn't daven, didn't know how to daven.
Ah, the people didn't know how to daven. So the Chazan would say it, you'd put your feet together, you'd listen, you say Amen, it's like you're saying it. So says the Bir Halacha, one of the jobs of the Chazan is to say Kedusha out loud by himself so that everyone who can't say Kedusha will listen. Either they don't know how, or they're in the middle of davening. Comes the Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein and said, V'echad shomed b'emtza ha'tfila tzarich yishtok v'yichaven k'shomer ha'shatz Kedusha, tzarich lishmo k'shomer ha'shlach tzia tzivo be'atzmo t'etrei kali lo mishtamei. Why is it so important for me to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur, not, let's say, from the congregation? If we all say together, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So I'm listening.
Right.
Why can't we all say it together and I fulfill my obligation? He says, Titrei kale lo mishtame. That's a very important halacha we once learned around this table. What does that mean? Two voices can't be heard at once. What does that mean?
One or the other.
No.
No.
If two people in unison are saying the same thing,
you can't
decipher what they're saying halachically, and thus you're not fulfilling your obligations. Of two people, the actual example in the Gemara is two people saying Megillas Esther at the same time. You know, Purim joke, two people saying it in unison. You're not fulfilling your obligation. You have to hear it from one person.
Well, maybe that's two, but if it's ten, then it's okay.
Ten? Why it's ten different?
Because they say two, you can't differentiate.
Oh, so if two you can't differentiate, for sure ten you can?
I don't know, I'm just wondering. They didn't say two anymore. They said Davka two.
Bruce, next week, coffee. Right next to you, right here.
He used to tell us to his patients, if you can't afford $20, make it $100.
Exactly what I thought. Thank you, Dr. Sevier. Bruce, if you can't hear two, you can't hear ten. Thus, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you have to hear it from one person. Who's the one person? Everyone's saying it together. The Shliach Tzibor, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Ve'lachen, yesh la'anik sh'ashiach Tzibor yomar kedusha bekol ram, achar sh'yomru ha'tzibor be'atzmo, kedei sh'yishmue lo sh'omdim be'emtza ha'tfilah. Part of the Shliach Tzibor's job description is, you say it out loud, by yourself, for who? Not for your davening, but for who?
People in the room
that cannot say Kedusha, either they don't know how, or they're in the middle of davening. Good! So we have a totally different point of view. Shliach Tzibur says it after the congregation, but not for on principle reason in Hilchos Tefillah per se for the Chazan. It's for the benefit of those that can't say Kedusha. Yeah.
But if you extend that, then maybe people shouldn't be singing along with the Chazan ever.
You got it. Very good. Nafkamina of Arthur, did you hear? If indeed it's for the people that need to hear it, then unless you can validate everyone in the room finished their Shmoneh Esrei, right? You shouldn't sing along with the Chazan. Because why? The people have to hear him say very clearly the words without anyone chiming in.
So this
we're going to get to that at the end of the shir. Okay?
So.
Because Dafka on that issue, most Chazanim are doing correctly, and I'll explain why at the end of this year. Your Mechavein to Rav Sternbuch, very, very good. Yeah.
So all davening should be like that.
Namely?
Everything we say, Shachar, is not just Kedusha or Shema.
Yeah, but everything in davening, you don't need to hear from the Shliach Tzibur, you can say it yourself. When you get to Shmones...
So they don't know.
They don't know, then they hear from the Shliach Tzibur, and indeed the Sephardic shuls do that. The Ashkenazic shuls like to think that they're smarter, and therefore everyone can daven on their own. But the Sephardic shuls, that's exactly what the Chazan does.
The Yemenite, I know.
The Yemenite, yeah. The Chazan by them is a Chazan. By us Ashkenazim, as I said many times, the Chazan's a traffic light. You know, it tells you when to stop and when to go. He doesn't really fulfill the obligation for you, except if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and you need to say Kedusha.
In the Gemara, the Chazan is the Shamash. I think.
I don't remember that.
I don't recall that.
It could be. All right, gentlemen. So we have two points of view. One is say it with everyone because you need a minion. And you don't have a minion if you're saying it alone. The other is no. Say it alone to fulfill the obligation for those that can't say it alone. Because they can't say it themselves simply because they're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei or they don't know how to say Hebrew. Third point of view. Say it after everyone, but not because of a tangent reason. Maybe there's someone there that can't say Kedusha. For on principle reason. Let's go back to the Rambam. The same Rambam we quoted earlier from his Siddur. Shliach Tzibur, I want you to listen carefully and translate. Shliach Tzibur, Chazen, Mevarech Le'olam, always says the Bracha, Bracha Shlishit Benusach Zeh, Nagdishcha V'namlichecha V'neshalech Lecha Kedusha. Can anyone translate those words for me? Hi, I'm the new Chazan in Shul. Can you explain your minhag? Okay, when you're a Chazan, and you daven the private Shmoneh Esrei, do what you've always been doing. But when you do Chazarat Hashatz, you have to say every word out loud. Got it. And wait for the Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. Okay. And wait for the Amen. Okay. And the Rambam says, and when you get to the third bracha, it starts with Nagdishcha. Namely, according to the Rambam, in the Chazarat Hashatz, there's a different third bracha than in the private Shmoneh Esrei. In the private Shmoneh Esrei, the third bracha is Ata Kadosh, Beshimcha Kadosh, etc. In the Chazarat Hashatz, how does the third blessing begin? Which words? With Kedusha. Rambam again. Bracha shlishit benusach ze nakdishcha. Rambam says the third blessing in the Chazara Tashat starts with Kedusha. Namely, what is Kedusha? It's not an add-in. It's not a side dish. What is it?
It's a bracha.
It's the actual part of the bracha. Namely, you can have a shawarma on a plate, and next to it you can have a salad, and then if you don't have cholesterol problems, you can have french fries. Right? Or, what can you do? You'll tell the guy, Eish tanur. Eish tanur, that's cholesterol to the second power. He takes a big pita out, he starts putting in your salad, your french fries, your shawarma, rolls it up, and gives it to you. Now, which of the two is Kedusha? So we thought Kedusha is like, we added into the Chazarat HaShatz. It doesn't have to be there. We added it. We don't need to add it. We added in when we daven in a minyan. Says the Rambam, no, it's like a shawarma and an Eish Tanur. Namely, it's all part of the third bracha. Third bracha in the silent Amida starts with Atakadosh. Third bracha for the Chazarat HaShatz starts with Kedusha. Do we have a precedent for that somewhere else? Where you say something privately different than when you say it publicly? Anyone? Don't say duchening. Duchening is an add-in to Chazarat HaShatz. Poof positive, you say a separate bracha on it. Nope. Gentlemen, you went through a Yom Kippur in your life? You said vidui? Yeah? Banged on your chest? Okay, let me ask you a question. Where did you bang on your chest in the private Amida? Silent Amida. Where did you bang on your chest? When you finished, you didn't take three steps back yet, you add in the vidui. Where do we say it in the public Amida?
In the middle.
So says the Rambam, same thing here. The third bracha of the Chazarat HaShatz starts with Kedusha. Now, let's understand. If indeed the third bracha starts with Kedusha, and the Chazan is not saying it out loud, he didn't say the third bracha as he's supposed to. The third bracha, which he has to say out loud, because I was the takan of Chazarat HaShatz, he's not saying, says the Shulchan Aruch in a different place, Kuftet, Im atchili palel in shliach tzibur, if you, God forbid, come in late to shul, have you ever done this? Don't answer. I think everyone's a tzaddik around this table. No, don't answer. I'm talking about the other people, the lowlifes. They come in late to shul, right? So the Shulchan Aruch, he was nice to them. He gave him a protocol. If you come in late to shul, skip over here, skip over there. This is what you do. So you come in late to shul, and you cannot make the silent Amida with the congregation. So what are you supposed to do?
You're really late.
Let's say in the morning. You somech ke'ula l'tfilah. So you said Shema, you said the bracha, you say Emet v'yatziv v'nachon, you get to Tzur Yisrael. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to wait till the Chazan starts his public Amida, and you say word for word with him. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is dealing with here. Imatchili palech in Shliach Tzibur. Okay. Now I'm davening with the Shliach Tzibur. Now, what did I just say a minute ago? When I'm davening privately, what's the third bracha start with? Which words? Ata kadosh, v'shimcha kadosh, u'kadoshim b'chol yom yahaluch ha'sela, etc. What did I say about the Chazan when he repeats the Shmoneh Esrei? What does the third bracha start with?
The
Kedusha. Yeah. Then it goes into Ata kadosh. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm correct, if I'm saying it word for word with the Chazan, what am I supposed to do if I'm davening with him? Says the Shulchan Aruch, k'shiyagim sheyach tzibol l'nakdishcha, yomari mo milah b'milah kol ha'kedusha. Namely, now I'm holding by Chazarat HaShatz, separate siddur. This is the siddur for the private Amida, for the tzaddikim that come on time. And this is the siddur for the Rishayim that come in late, these low lifes, they should never get an aliyah. This is the separate siddur. What's going to be the difference? It's the same siddur here and there. But, you know, in the siddur for those that come in late, it's going to say, you know, skip a little psukei de zimra, make sure you're somech ke'ula litfila. Finally, you get to the Shmoneh Esrei. How does the third bracha start? It says, third bracha, bracha shlishit. What's the next word? Kedusha. Nakdishcha, nekadesh, keter, whatever your minhag is. So according to this reason, the chazan has to say it out loud after the congregation. Not because some guy is there in the middle of Ishmon Esrei, the tzaddik that comes on time. But for who? The takana of Chazal was that when you repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, the third bracha changes. The third bracha changes. Private is one nusach. Public is a different nosach, which is basically the same except for one change. Especially if you're in Chutz La'aretz and the minhag in your shul is not teduchin, then during the week and Shabbos, there is no differences. There's no duchening. The only difference will be the third bracha.
Is there a nafkamina here?
Of course.
Hold multiple.
We just said a nafkamina. We just said a nafkamina, Bruce. If the nafkamina would be, if you're saying word for word for the chazan, if it's the chazan's business in order to fulfill the obligation for someone that's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? I'm not in the middle. I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? But I'm holding right here. Namely, I'm right in the right place. I'm saying word for word to the chazan. So I'll just, did I say with the chazan? Maybe not. It's not part of my private amida. Well, but if you say no, if you say word for word with the chazan, it includes the nusach of Chazaret Hashatz, and you have to say it with him, the Kedusha. Mm-hmm. And Lidor Vador, as the Rambam says. How in nusach Ashkenaz do we continue that third bracha? So we started with Kedusha. Yimloch Hashem l'olam alokayich tzion davador adaluka. What do we say next? Lidor Vador nagid godlecha. What did you say in the private Amida? Atakadosh. So what are you supposed to say if you're saying word for word with the chazan? Whatever the chazan says, meaning the nusach for Chazaret Hashatz is 98.9% the same, except for the third bracha. The third bracha changes at the beginning and nusach Ashkenaz at the end.
So why don't you just stop and listen?
Hmm?
Why don't you just stop and listen?
Oh, good question. So Arthur says, why don't you just stop and listen? This way you don't get into the machlokes. Answer. There's a Yerushalmi that says that even though Shomea Keone, if I listen, it's like I say, it works for everything. Begilas Esther, etc. There's three things, three areas where Chazal said not to be Somech on Shomea Keone if you can help it. And the first example is Tefillah. Why? Because Tefillah, if you have something to request from God, or you want to praise God, you want to thank God, what are you going to say? I need to thank God. You know, you thank Him for me. Ah, nice. Well, what is that? You want to thank your wife for the birthday present. So instead of saying, thank you, dear, for the birthday present, you'll send your kid here. Do me a favor. Tell mom thank you in my name. That's not so nice. So the Yerushalmi says that's one of the areas where you should say a bracha yourself. So nafkamina is, if you're saying tefillat haderech in the car, tefillat haderech is davening. You should say it on your own unless you don't know it.
But it's not like you're not davening.
I mean, of course you're davening. Albeit, you should daven on your own preferably and not do it somewhere else. That's in terms of the uniqueness of davening. Beyond it, mitzvah bo yoter mibishlucho, it's a bigger mitzvah than your proxy, is throughout halacha.
So if using that same logic, then if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei when he starts, you should not just stop, you should stay with him.
Mm-hmm. Arthur, you're on a roll today. You just mechavim to the Shulchan Aruch. I quote, "Im matchil yitpalel im shiach tzibur, shigeyakia im shiach tzibur lelakdishcha, yomar imo." What does it say there, Arthur? Mila b'mila, word for word with him. Baruch ata, as fast as he goes, it's as fast as you go.
No, but I mean, if you started before him, let's say you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and then you're near the end, but.
So that's a bit different, but yes, that would be a bit different. That's a whole shiur about what's considered davening with the minyan. It seems like what you just said is correct. You should slow down and say word for word with the chazan. But the nafkamina, Bruce, is that if you get to atah kadosh, then if you're saying it word for word to the chazan, you can't use sitter for private amida. You have to use sitter for public amida. Namely, you start with kedusha. But if you say, no, the chazan says it out loud just for those that are new Shmoneh Esrei, maybe you'll stop. And just wait till he's finished. You don't have to say it. You don't have to say the Kedusha. It's not part of your davening. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach in Minchat Shlomo, HaKedusha hi mamash oto bracha shelata kadosh al kol yachid. Kedusha is part of the third bracha when you're a chazan. And therefore he says the chazan has to say it out loud. Because part of Chazaret Hashatz is to say every word of the Chazaret Hashatz out loud. Quoting Rabbi Akiva Iger at the end, the Seder Kedusha, hu atzmo bracha shlishit. Sheyesh bezeh tosefet dvarim. Ela sheyesh bezeh tosefet dvarim. Says Rabbi Akiva Iger that when you daven the Chazaret Hashatz, your third bracha is longer. And if you're Nusach Ashkenaz, it's way longer. You start with Kedusha, and then you say, L'dor v'dor nagid golecha, netan tachim Kedusha chanagdish. U'shavach echa lokeinu bin lai mushla. Much longer. When you daven privately, you got a better deal on your money. Okay, so we have three points of view. Either you say it with the congregation, as the Biur HaLacha says, because You need a minyan. You need nine others to say it with you. Or you say it after them, because you have to fulfill the obligation for who? For those that are in the middle of their private amida. Mm-hmm. Or you have to say it after the congregation, because when you say it publicly, Kedusha is part of the third bracha. It's a different third bracha. And thus the nafkamina would be, if you're saying it word for word with the chazan, do you have to say that whole long third bracha? Or you just say the what you usually say privately? Well, this is the way it is, and therefore he was screaming at him. The chazan did his thing. They were both correct. The chazan was on the right side of the page, and the guy who said the chazan's an ignoramus was on the left side of the page. Now turn the page, as we already talked about the page. Let's turn the page over here. Says the Bir Halacha in the name of the Eliyahu Rabbah, which we introduced last week, who he was, the Imatchila Shliach Tzibur Shayachid Lomar Kadosh Kodem Shigemaro Tzibur Miratam Vivadai Chashuv Ketzibur. After the Bir Halacha brings two points of view, what does he say? This is a typical Chafetz Chaim, Lithuanian, let's fulfill all points of view attitude. And you'll see in a minute why, not exactly, but probably okay. What does he say to do? This is probably good advice for the chazan. You know, if you start davening and everyone says, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakot, Melech HaLaaretz Kvado, and you wait till it's quiet. And then you say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Everyone's getting annoyed. They're twiddling their thumbs here. Even though it's 2 seconds, you know the way people are in shul. Every second counts, right? And see, with the time, the telephones go out. Oh my gosh, he's taking 2 seconds. Let's see, someone hit me on WhatsApp here. It's much more interesting than this guy standing up there. Well, says Rabbi Yehuda Halach, I got a good idea. Should the chazan say it with the congregation or without? I'll tell you what you do. Start your kadosh, kadosh, kadosh when the congregation is still saying what they're saying. Toward the tip end. When there it's milochol ha'aretz, say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. That's basically a very good idea. Because if you're supposed to say it with them, you started to say it with them, right? If indeed the chazan gets up to Gal Yisrael, everyone starts Shmoneh Esrei, and you're about 2 seconds behind, is anyone going to say you didn't daven with the congregation? You're 2 seconds behind. Some people daven Shmoneh Esrei fast, so by the time they're in Slach Lanu, you're still at the first bracha. And some daven slow. So says the Chafetz Chaim, let's fulfill all opinions. The chazan should start when the congregation is still saying it, but the tip end he'll say alone. Now that fulfills opinion number one, saying it with the congregation. It fulfills opinion number two, that he has to fulfill the obligation for those that are in the private Shmoneh Esrei. No, because Trei Kali Lo Mishtame, you'd only hear two voices. Does he fulfill number three, that his third bracha starts with Kedusha? Yeah. So one of the 3 points of view he doesn't fulfill, but 2 out of 3 is pretty good. So therefore, when your chazan says the bir halacha nimel yarab, but this is what you should do. The karaz el zeb amar. Everyone chimes in. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. You heard the third kadosh. You start saying kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. The beauty about this is you save time and people get quiet. But if you have to fulfill the obligation for the poor guy that came on time and still in the middle of his private Shmoneh Esrei, he's not going to hear every word because the first or the second word, people will still be davening. So it's a good idea for 2 out of the 3 points of view we mentioned. Now we're going to add the last part of the shir that Arthur said earlier. Arthur, Rabbi Sternbuch says like you, or vice versa, you decide who said it first. We don't know who to give the copyright to. Whoever I'm going to say, the other guy's going to sue me, says the Rav Sternbuch. Okay, these are the points of view. His point of view was the chazan should say it with the congregation. Says Rav Sternbuch. I'm going to make a distinction between Shabbos Kedusha and weekday Kedusha. Okay? The Shabbos Dik Kedusha and the Vachad Dik Kedusha, if you didn't understand my English. Says Rav Sternbuch. You ready for this? You're sitting down, Dr. Sevier? Shebechol sha'omrim ra'kadosh. Im yidakdek la'atchil kodem shesimu rov ha'tzibur ha'kedusha. Uvidiyeved misiyum atzibur, it seems okay. Afilu hu omer kadosh labat mitzvarefim ahem shoskim bekedusha. V'havi ke omer kedusha im atzibur v'lchen oneh achariyem. Uvechen adiv shebezeh yishmua mitpalalim balachash hakedusha. V'yichavnu la mirat hachazan. So indeed, during the week, we say the real makoy. Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakot. Malach la'aretz kevado. Right away, baruch kvod Hashem b'mkomo. The chazan doesn't have a lot of leeway over here. If he's supposed to say it with them, he's supposed to say it with them. If he's supposed to say it alone, he has to say it alone. However, let me ask you a question. Aval b'Shabbos, what do we do on Shabbos? Kadosh, Kadosh, Yashav, Hashem, Shvalhu, Abba, Lochal, Aretz, Kevado. Let's take Musaf. What do we say next? No? What do we say next? Kevado, Male, Olam. Meshartav, Shoalim, Ze, Laze. If your Chazan that repeats words, Rachmanu Litzlan, you're going to say Kevado, 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 Kevado. A few more times, Kevado. Everyone's twiddling their thumbs saying the children's getting burnt. No, he's Kevado, Kevado, Kevado. And says, Rav Shterbuch, Rav Shabbat, Shemosifim, Kevado, Male, Olam. Or Mimkomcha. Everyone know Mimkomcha? I love Mimkomcha. Mimkomcha is my highlight of davening. Mimkomcha Malkeinu Tofia, let us see you clearly. I love that part of davening. And I say that without cynicism. I love it. The only time I don't love it is when a chazan uses a tune that makes me sick. But beyond that, I love it. Says Rav Shternbuch, is that part of Kedusha? That's not part of Kedusha, that was added later. Namely, in the guide for the chazan, Chazaret Hashat Siddur, it says, Kadosh, Kadosh, Hashem, Hashem, Fakot, Malok, Haaretz, Kvado, Lu, Matam, Baruch, Yomeru, Meshabkin, Vaomrim, Baruch, Vada, Hashem, Mim, Kamo, etc. It does not say there, Mim, Kvodam, Aleola, Mim, Komcha, Mim, Komo, Hu, Elokeinu, all the beautiful tunes that we remember. So says Rav Shternbuch, when it comes to those parts, it's not part of Kedusha, the Lo Shayach, Kedusha, and therefore, Arthur, you can sing along, or they can sing along with the chazan. Because it's not part and parcel of the Kedusha. It was added in. It's a nice piyut. And therefore, you ever hear Chazanim on Shabbos, usually, I'd say 97% of the Chazanim, this is kept. When Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh comes, they say it after the congregation. Or if you're makbid with the congregation, whatever it might be. When do you start singing a tune? When they say Kavod Malei Olam Mimkomcha, but not the actual real McCoy. The real McCoy has to be said by the Chazan, and everyone needs to listen, or the Chazan has to say it with everyone. When it comes to the Erins, you can make up songs, whatever the songs you like, from the songs from America to the songs in Israel, you can make up songs. And I really do encourage tunes, because tunes can elevate davening. Unless they pick a tune that makes no sense, and then doesn't elevate davening, it makes you sick.
That's exactly
for example, I just read the other day, and I love this chapter, Rabbi Henkin, he should live and be well. You know Rabbi Henkin, everyone knows? Rabbi Yehuda Henkin, he should live and Rav Herzl, I think his name was his son, Lo Aleinu, was killed in a terrorist attack. A big Talmid Chacham, Hashem Yikom Damo, with his wife. Rav Henkin's wife, you probably know, she's the head of Nishmat for women, Rebbetzin Henkin. Rav Henkin's a big Talmid Chacham. He wrote responsum like his grandfather, the famous Rav Henkin. Mm-hmm. He was the big posik in America before Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, why do I say all this? Because Rav Henkin was in a rabbinic position, then he left it, so he can write whatever he wants. He's not going to get fired. So he wrote a chapter in this book called Equality Lost. One of his books. You have it?
I donated it to the library.
Oh, you donated it to the library. I think it's the last chapter, the second to last chapter. The name of the chapter. Who shall live and who shall die? Tra-la-la-la-la. Namely, I'm in shul, we get to who shall live and who shall die, and the chazan's singing a wedding tune. Oh, who shall live, who shall die. Let's clap hands, this is beautiful. He says he gets to Tfilat Geshem. Tfilat Geshem is hard, because in Israel we do it on Timchas Torah. No one wants to even daven at that point, but what are you going to do? It's on the agenda. They get to the end of Tfilat Geshem. We say, God, remember the 12 Shvatim that you put through, as it says in the Parsha, the Yamsu. Then it says the following words, Damam nishpach kamayim, something along those lines, that their blood was spilt like water. And Chazan and Misera are singing it, wow, it's like Baruch Hashem, Simen Tov and Mazel Tov, their blood was spilt like water. So, tunes are very important as long as they correspond with the words. So you need a chazan that knows how to correspond with the words. Says, why do we go into this commercial break? Let me remember. Oh yes, says Rav Shternbuch, gentlemen, you want to use tunes in Kedusha? Gezinte heit, for Kvoda Malei Olam, Mimkomo, Hu Elokeinu, Adir Adireinu, whatever you want. But don't touch the Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, and Yimloch. That, either you say with the congregation, opinion number one, or you say after them. So Arthur, did you mechav into Rav Shternbuch? You can sing as long as you don't touch those parts. Okay. Now, I'm just going to add, because we talked about songs, we gave 2 points of view today, that you say Kedusha with the congregation, or by yourself after them. We gave 2 explanations why after them, either to fulfill the obligation for that in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, or it's part of the third bracha that Chazal were metaking. If you say it with the congregation, it's because you need a minyan. Whatever it might be. Rav Sternbuch then says it, and that's for the actual real McCoy. For the add-ins, you don't need it. And I'll just end with the following words regarding singing. If you don't know what you're saying, you don't know if it's happy or sad, please don't sing. Don't take chances. Because those that know will come up to you afterwards, or will tell the gabbai afterwards, this guy's an ignoramus, don't let him be chazan. If you don't know what you're singing, you don't know if it's happy or sad, you don't understand the words, then please, don't sing. Don't use a tune. It's a bad idea. Okay? It's a very bad idea that when you get to Zeh Hayom Asah Hashem Nagila V'Nismechavo in Hallel, and you sing it to the tune of Unatane Tokef. You sing it to the tune of the funeral. And it's an even worse idea that you say, Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki La'olam Chazdo, and you sing it to another funeral tune. But even worse than that, it's even worse when you say, who shall live and who shall die, and everyone's clapping, this is great, who shall live, who shall die, I'm going to be killed, he's not, he's going to starve to death, me, this is nice. Don't sing. Word of honor. Gentlemen, if you don't know what you're saying, don't sing.
How can he be silent?